So, something that's often forgotten when we talk about the subject of resilience is the importance of physical well-being and physical resilience. As most of the literature focuses on emotional and psychological resilience and well-being. But it's widely acknowledged now that there's a very close relationship between physical and mental or emotional health. So it's worthy of inclusion in developing good personal resilience. So why do so many people seem to neglect physical well-being until such time as a health crisis emerges? It's all to do with importance and urgency. Giving regular attention to being proactive with your physical health, although most people would agree is important, it's not urgent. And you also need a huge amount of willpower and commitment to give daily and weekly priority to this area of your life. Good physical well-being involves a focus on nutrition, exercise, sleep, relaxation. And something that's often forgotten or neglected is adequate water intake to flush toxins out of the body. So, how do we do it? The starting point for this important area of our lives is to generate the commitment to be proactive and make the commitment to improvements to your physical well-being. Start off by using honest self-awareness to ask yourself deeply, how physically healthy are you now? Most of us can see other people who are overweight, live unhealthy lifestyles, but we're not so good at looking directly into the mirror ourselves. One of the keys to prioritizing important things into our life, such as giving, say, 30 minutes or an hour every day to your physical health, is knowing what non-urgent, not important, but often sometimes very pleasurable habits that you are going to reduce or even say no to. And just for a moment, think about that. If you were to start exercising in your life, what are you going to say no to? Is it excessive TV, computer games, social media, needless gossip and complaining, waste of time meetings, etc.? But just think about those for yourself. These are important decisions to make. To start doing something very important, we need to say no to some things that are less important or not important at all. This is easier said than done. But it is unlikely you'll look back on your life in your twilight years and wish you'd watched more TV. To understand personal change, we need to understand that fundamentally human beings change for one of two reasons: inspiration or desperation, pleasure or pain. Unfortunately, it would seem so many people wait until they are desperate or in pain before they focus on their physical health. So, before we start to think about our physical health plan, we need to attach ourselves to enough desperation or possible future pain to push us to change. Then, with enough inspiration and possible future pleasure to pull us to change. We refer to this desperation pain as creating what's known as a burning platform to change. So imagine you're stood on a platform, a burning platform, and the first thing you'll notice is the heat under your feet. This is creating discomfort with your current health habits. If, which I'm sure you're not, you are someone who regularly eats too much processed or unhealthy food, takes very little exercise and drinks very little water, really spend a few minutes asking yourself, what could be the medium and long-term health implications of such a lifestyle? Continuing with our analogy of a burning platform, if we don't create the discomfort with any current and healthy habits we have, eventually a burning platform will collapse. And needless to say, none of us want this. If your burning flat platform is in the ocean and it collapses, you are likely to suffer a premature death. Once you have a push, the burning platform to change, then you need a pull to change. The pull or inspiration and pleasure to change is creating a compelling vision of what your life will be like when you are physically as healthy as you possibly can be. Why not create a vision board with images, pictures, and powerful words that depicts how your life could be if you were physically as healthy as you could possibly be? What would be possible? What would you do? How would your life be better? So once you've created a burning platform and a compelling vision to change, the last thing you need to do is to plan that takes you away from the burning platform and towards your compelling vision. Now, in your plan, consider nutrition, exercise, how you can get good quality sleep and relaxation, how you're going to increase your water intake and reduce the amount of toxins that come into your body. If you build your diet around fruit, vegetables, and good nutritious food, eliminate or minimize processed and junk food, take daily exercise, which will also help you sleep better, have a routine to relax and sleep, reduce your exposure to toxins in your food, on your body, in your environment, for example, and finally drink 2 to 3 liters of water a day, you'll be making a very good start. Consider using an electronic or traditional paper-based planner to do this. Don't procrastinate over this. Don't put it off. Make the commitment to great physical well-being. If you put it off now, it's unlikely you'll do it until you have to, and then very often it can be too late. When you have your plan in place, commit to it for 4 weeks without any excuses, then recognize and maybe celebrate in a small way your progress. And then repeat for another 4 weeks, and then repeat this process until your new habits become empowering, positive, and that you're continually evolving and improving this part of your life. Take action, recognize your progress, celebrate, and repeat. Will it be difficult? Yeah, absolutely. And if you're serious about this, and for example, taking exercise from a standing start, then you'll ache or even hurt at times. And so many people quit during the first few days or weeks. So don't be one of those quitters. Be one of those that commits to it and then enjoy the fruits of a fulfilling life full of vigor and vitality. So what are some of the key points here? To start changing our lives in a positive way that leads to optimum health needs an investment of time. So know what you will stop doing in your life. If it's important to you, which your physical well-being should be, you will find the time. Otherwise, you will find an excuse. And you've got to ask yourself, which do I want? Create a burning platform to push you to change. Create a compelling vision to pull you to change. Create a health and well-being plan that will work for you, and then make a total commitment to it for 4 weeks. And then repeat this until you're sure it's become a way of life for you. Include in your plan food intake, nutrition, exercise, relaxation, sleep, reduce toxicity, reduce exposure to toxins, and water intake. Most good quality gyms provide a health check. So this is a good to build into your plan. If you don't join a gym, how will you access your health MOT? The positive benefits to physical health plan can be subtle. So be in tune with how you feel now and then assess how you feel every month. If you drive a petrol car, you wouldn't put diesel in it because it wouldn't work. We need to think of our bodies in the same way. So on a score of 0 to 10, how important is your physical well-being? Write that score down right now. What would you need to do to elevate that score to 10 if it's not already? Will your physical well-being plan reflect the importance you place on this important area of your life? Consider taking caring for yourself a top priority. By getting in the good habits of setting physical well-being goals, setting other goals in your life will also become easier. With fitness goals, start small and increase it as you get into it. Work hard at your fitness so you release endorphins. It's a magical feeling that makes us feel happier and positive. Commit to daily activity. in all four key areas, which are nutrition, exercise, sleep, relaxation, and water intake. Make the core of your diet fruit and veggies. In time, your palate will love it. Bring variety into your exercise and diet, but keep it honest and nurturing. Research studies have said that as many as 75% of us are overweight or even obese. Make a decision now and remember that our destiny in life is determined by the decisions that we make to be one of the 25% of healthy people. So what are the benefits of prioritizing this as we're talking about here? Well, you're going to have a longer life. You reduce the risk of heart attack, cancer, diabetes, stroke, and other nasties by up to 50%. Good physical well-being helps with confidence and self-esteem. If you join a gym or a health-related club, you'll meet other positive, uplifting people who can be an inspiration to you as well. You'll have an improved quality of life. Not only will you look better, you'll feel better. You'll have an improved focus, performance, improved sleep and energy levels, and decrease the risk of depression, anxiety, and other mental and emotional health issues, including dementia. To finish off, the following statistics are on the NHS Choices website. They speak for themselves. Good physical well-being, up to a 35% lower risk of coronary heart disease and stroke. Up to a 50% lower risk of type 2 diabetes. Up to a 50% lower risk of colon cancer. Up to a 20% lower risk of breast cancer. A 30% lower risk of early death. Up to an 83% lower risk of osteoarthritis. Up to a 68% lower risk of a hip fracture. A 30% lower risk of falls, that's amongst older adults. And up to a 30% lower risk of depression and then dementia. So don't wait for a crisis to happen. Prioritize your physical well-being right now and then reap the benefits for the rest of your life. Good luck.